So we see that the brothers were bothered by Yosef's dreams. The Gemara, of course, in Brachos Nunhei talks about Chalomos, how there are demi prophecies or Nevuah Ketanas are talked about. So when the brothers saw Yosef coming for them in Dothan, it says Vayomru by Nablus there. It says Vayomru Ishal Achiv. Here the dreamer is coming. We'll kill him, and we'll see what will be of his dreams. And of course, that was part of the plan. So then he was sold down to the chief butcher, the chief executioner of Egypt. So Yosef should know cruelty, where this man's wife tries to seduce him, and he would have every reason to fall prey to her, but he did not. And then she attacked him, and all the people, the judges, saw how the garment was torn. Joseph's garment was torn. He was running away from her, not he was going to kill her or rape her. So as a result, they put him in jail, not because he was guilty. If he was guilty, they would have killed him on the spot, but they sent him away to protect him from her. And then in the jail, he also had nothing but praise from everybody. And then, of course, there were two dreamers. One was the one who gave wine to Paro, and he was thrown in jail because there was a fly in the wine. And then the baker, he was thrown in jail because there was a pebble, a rock in the bread of Paro. And Yosef correctly predicted their dreams. That the one who carried the wine would be allowed to live, the one who with the baker would be put to death. So he interpreted their dreams, and those dreams would eventually lead to his own salvation, because Paro was going to dream as well. My Rebbe Gonolam Ravan Levi Soloveitchik Kuzio Ganelenu said Yosef didn't use prophecy to interpret these dreams. He used just common sense, human nature. That the two of them were both trying to harm each other. There was a personal war, as it were, between the one who had the bread and baked the bread, and the other who had the wine. And the one who had the fly can fall into a cup, but it happens. But bread, having bread inside, and this baker didn't bake the bread. It was others under him, so he was held more culpable, more liable. But as Rosh Shiva mentioned, that when the cup bearer, he dreamed of good things, of squeezing grapes, making progress. Whereas the baker, he dreamed a bird swooping down and killing things. So he said it was clear to Yosef that psychologically this man was a thief. And because he was a thief and he dreamed of bloodshed and insurrection, that Paro, not being such a particularly nice fellow, was going to put him to death. So we see that our dreams have to be positive, that if we think good, it'll be good. And that our dreams are a reflection of what we're our innermost feelings. So our innermost feelings have to be, especially with Hanukkah coming, Motzei Shabbos, that our dreams of the few over the many, of the pure over the impure, that we have to realize that the aspirations of Klal Yisrael and the commitments of the Rebbeinu Shem will lead to the fulfillment of our greatest dreams, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash.